Do you feel this unshakable feeling that there's somebody out there who's reserved for you? Well, then you're in luck because today we're diving into four signs that your soulmate is coming soon into your life. And thanks to Keen for sponsoring this episode and more on them later. First, let's get crystal clear on what we're actually talking about when we're saying soulmate. According to Michael Newton, author of Journey of Souls, who was able to activate past life and afterlife memories in hypnosis, we have soul contracts, and he found this common thread amongst all his clients. And these soul contracts are things like our family members, who will our friends be, but also who will be our partner. And for most people, that will be your soulmate. You have several soulmates, and they're all part of your soul family, and it can include friends, family members, and pets. But today we're talking about your romantic soulmate, who you are destined to be with in this lifetime. Without further ado, here are four signs that your soulmate is coming soon. Sign number one is a magnetic attraction. You notice a magnetic pull drawing you towards certain places, events, or activities where you are likely to meet your soulmate. It's as if the universe is orchestrating your paths to intersect at just the right moment. If this is you right now, you want to meditate daily to strengthen the connection with your spirit so that you can more easily follow the clues rather than your stubborn ego that might want to go a different direction based on past trauma, hurts, and programming. Sign number two is clearing the path. You find yourself letting go of past relationships, releasing old patterns, and clearing out emotional baggage. This clearing process is essential for making space in your life for your soulmate to enter. And if you want more clarity on what you need to let go in order to let your soulmate into your life, then I highly recommend talking to a spiritual advisor. And if you've been following me for a long time, you know that I am obsessed with Keen. That's my platform of choice when it comes to psychics. Keen connects you with talented psychics and astrologers who are here to support you on your spiritual journey. I found Keen especially useful on my love journey, as it tends to be quite tumultuous, so it's nice to get a higher perspective sometimes, especially when you feel hurt or confused. Most of my teenage years and my 20s, I was single. I was really struggling to attract a boyfriend. And what really saved me from crazy depression was the calls with my psychic. She said that there is a soul I'm destined to be with, and she gave me a description of him and saying that he knows his divine partner is coming. And 5 years ago, I met him, and the description was so spot on. And it was true that he knew his divine partner was coming. So getting that clarity about who this partner is, when he's coming roughly, this all gave me hope. So if you're single and you don't have a psychic you go to, I don't know how you do it. But I promise you, if you have one, that will give you so much more hope and clarity on what steps to do to move forward to attract your divine partner. Getting a reading on Keen is super easy. You simply create an account and you'll be able to choose from hundreds of readers who are online right now, on phone or chat. I prefer to use the chat function because I really like to be able to come back to my chat transcripts and read them, which you can find inside your account. As a new Keen customer, you can try your first 5-minute reading for only $1. So this is a wonderful opportunity to experience the insights and support that Keen advisors can provide. Simply go to trykeen.com/spiritnomad or click the link in the description to connect with a Keen advisor. Sign number three that your soulmate is coming is that you see synchronicities everywhere. Meaningful coincidences seem to be happening all the time, like listening to your favorite song coming up at just right the moment, or encountering people who remind you of them. Angel numbers. These are all synchronicities that are the universe's way of nudging you closer to your soulmate. I started seeing 1111 like everywhere a year before meeting my divine partner, Steph. Sign number four that your soulmate is coming very soon is increased self-love. You find yourself practicing more self-care and self-love than ever before. And as you cultivate a deeper love and appreciation for yourself, you naturally align with the energy of attracting your soulmate who mirrors that love back to you. And if this doesn't sound like you, then perhaps this episode is your guide nudging you towards spending more time on self-love and self-care so that your soulmate can be brought into your life. And remember, as Rumi, one of my favorite masters, ever said, is what you seek is seeking you. So keep your vibe high and your heart open, because your soulmate is out there and they're looking for you too. What signs have you seen that your soulmate is coming, or have you already met your soulmate? Let's share the love in the comments. Love you so much, and don't forget to check out the Keen link to see if it's still available. It should be, but it would be amazing for you to snatch this deal while it's still available. And have a beautiful, beautiful day.